You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
If you could reform the spelling of just one word in the English language, you might have a hard time choosing between, say, raspberry and handkerchief.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Good morning, Anne.
Hi, Rebecca.
Anne, so last week we talked about some words that the spelling doesn't quite seem to make any sense, and this week the spelling craziness continues, and I've been thinking about this one. I've got some thoughts on this.
Oh, good. I love talking about spelling. The first thing that I want to remind everyone is that English spelling is actually more regular than people realize. Linguists will say somewhere around 90% of English spelling is predictable. But the 10% that is not predictable is so stunningly not predictable that it makes the whole thing feel like a bit of a mess. I have been thinking about this because last semester I asked the undergraduate students taking my class to pick the word that they wanted to reform. And in the discussion sections, they actually created a whole tournament bracket and they had to argue for their words. And there were two winners, one out of each section. The first winner is Wednesday.
That's a great choice. Yes, definitely.
The students suggested that it should be spelled W-E-N-S-D-A-Y because we do not pronounce that D, or at least most of us don't. I agree with you. I appreciate the effort on this one. A part of me just thinks, oh, but you lose this really interesting etymology on that, where the days of the week are named after gods. And so you have Woden in the name of Wednesday. And it feels like kind of a shame to lose that. But
yeah,
I totally get it.
Is really cool.
The other word that the other section voted on as the winner is bougie.
Bougie. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, what's that?
Bougie is a shortening from bourgeois or bourgeoisie, French words to refer to the middle class. The shortened form bougie has been part of African-American English slang and then was appropriated by speakers outside that community, which has understandably caused some controversy. The word has a lot of valences. Let me see what I can do. Bougie refers to the middle class or manners or dress of the middle class and originally the black middle class. And it's often a critique of what is seen as the materialism of the middle class or to refer to people acting like they're above their class. To say that's bougie often is not a compliment. It can be about pretension or pretentious behavior. Now, there are a lot of variant spellings already, which makes it an opportune time to intervene with a new reformed spelling. American Heritage Dictionary spells it as B-O-U-G-I-E. You can also find B-O-U-R-G-I-E. Then in 2016, there was a very popular song by Migos called Bad and Bougie, where it was spelled B-O-U-J-E-E. Bougie spelled that way is more culturally specific, coming out of the black communities in Atlanta, and can have more positive connotations. The student in my class proposed B-O-U-G-E-E because he argued he wanted to preserve the G from bourgeois, but keep the E-E, and his classmates agreed.
You know, I've seen that spelling, I'm pretty sure, but we just, as you said, we just can't agree on which one to stick with.
Now, what is the one you want to reform?
So I actually have a trio: through, bow, as in boughs of holly, and rough. They all have the same O-U-G-H ending, but they all sound different. What's up with that?
Oh, it's a mess. And then you could add hiccup.
You're right. I didn't even think about that one.
The students also proposed handkerchief because they said nobody pronounces the D in that. Of course, then you lose the etymology of the compound of a hand kerchief, but nobody uses kerchief either. And raspberry, there's no good explanation of the R-A-S-P in raspberry. So that one, I think, you got a good case. Maybe it should be R-A-Z.
I could take that. Anne, thanks so much.
Have a good Sunday.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And while you're there, give us a review. We like to hear what you think.